Sweden lost more people to last week's earthquake and tsunami in the Indian Ocean than any other European country. More than 2,000 Swedes are dead or missing. The government says one out of every five is a child. Many children who survived lost parents or siblings, and even those children who were not directly involved have been deeply affected by the tragedy. As Jerome Sokolowski reports from Stockholm, it's hard for parents and teachers to know what to tell them.
6-year-old Anton Glimåker is showing his uncle how to play table hockey. Anton's school is still on winter break, but in the mornings he goes to a vacation daycare center. Earlier this week, the teacher there asked the children to draw pictures of the Asian tsunami. She said that we can draw if we want to and show that we feel sad for these people swimming. I feel sad for these people, but I don't want to draw, he says. Anton's teacher hoped that drawing might help the children process the images they've seen on TV and in the newspapers. Some of the most disturbing pictures have shown Swedish children desperately searching for their parents on beaches in Thailand. Authorities say at least 19 children lost both their parents. They are now in the care of authorities in Stockholm. The tragedy of those children has been reported on widely in the Swedish media, although there has been something of a backlash. Today, the National Ombudsman for Children criticized media coverage showing pictures of missing children or orphans. She said it was disturbing for other children. Swedish parents are now wrestling with how to discuss the tragedy at home. Camilla Vedin has two children aged 11 and 12. Two of their friends died in the tsunami.
If you give your children the opportunity to feel and talk about it, they will talk about it. But if you don't talk with them and let them express their feelings, it's not good for them.
Swedish schools reopen on Monday, and across the country, teachers and principals are wondering what they should say to their pupils. In Stockholm, hundreds of educators were given a chance to ask a panel of experts for advice. Åsa Landberg, a child psychologist, was one of the panelists.
Younger children don't have to know everything. You can tell them that there has been an earthquake, that there has been a wave. They don't understand if you tell them about how many dead there are or how many people are homeless. For them, it's enough to know that some people are homeless, some people have died.
A word that keeps coming up in these discussions is trygghet. Trygghet literally means safety, but it's more than that. It's safety with a capital S. It's a fundamental right in Sweden, part of the feeling of refuge from the harsh world outside that is supposed to come with the welfare state. Johanna Wilhelm Shedvig is a school nurse in the Stockholm suburb of Kista.
The school is very, very, very important. We stand for the trygghet. We're a safe place. You can't be hurt in school. Of course you can be hurt in school, but not in the way they have been hurt.
Swedes are raised to think of their country as a refuge from that harsh world outside. With nearly 2,000 of their countrymen dead or missing, people here may have difficulty clinging to that ideal. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Stockholm.